Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss. Andy Goss, G-A-U-S-E. .com is his website. I encourage you to check it out and find out more about what he does. His books are The Secret World of Money, also Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, just a couple of his works. And also, don't forget his, you got a newsletter, right, Andy, that goes out, what, monthly?
Yeah, actually quarterly, because I've taken a podcast now on one radio network, so we do that weekly. And that kind of negated the need for the newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
But you can check us out at oneradionetwork.com.
All right.
The Real World of Money is the name of my little
All right.
show.
So and, check that out.
Check it out.
So Andy, I want to move over to the global situation. I've been concerned about the possibly a lot of artificialness of the Chinese growth. And the propping
right.
up of a lot of stuff over there. Their financial markets are not mature like ours are. And
well, they own their central bank.
Yes, exactly. And I remember when Japan had to admit back in the early 90s that their great growth was nothing more than baloney because they had not let their companies default. And so they
right.
you know, those chickens come home to roost eventually, and then Japan wind up having a lost decade, actually now a lost generation. And I read the other day that something very similar may be happening in China. Is China poised to ultimately just have to take the medicine like Japan did? And could they lose a decade? And if they do, what would that do to us?
Well, remember, they're 25 times worse than we are. So in terms of their structural deficit there, but the one thing they have going for them is, of course, and they figure that this is going to save them, is a very healthy export market.
Right.
So, like, we run an $800 billion deficit. They run an $800 billion surplus.
Right.
And so, as a result, they have plenty of tax revenue. Plus, they don't pay interest, effectively, on their debts.
Right.
They own their central bank. That saves them also. So, what will happen, though, is their answer, their response to their internal problems will be to devalue their currency.
Which is what's got them in Mr. Trump's sights.
Correct, and it should have them in his sights. Because think about it this way. We have great environmental regulations. Our manufacturing standards are the highest in the world. You can't make anything if you pollute anything. Your workers have to be treated safely. Minimum 40-hour, right?
Right, maximum right,
40-hour
right.
work week, so on. All of those regulations. You've got to have transgender bathrooms
mm-hmm.
now. But while in China, they tell them, do you see that tree over there?
Mm-hmm.
There's your bathroom, and mm-hmm. you work from sun up to sun down, and when you're dead, you leave. And you want to pollute the environment? Go ahead, spew
yeah,
smoke in the
Yeah, just dump
air.
Those
you
hogs in the river, no worries.
Now, who's going to be more competitive
right.
at making products? How are we going to compete with that? You know what the answer is? Tariffs.
You're a protectionist, aren't you?
You got to have it. If you're going to regulate American
Doesn't
business
that,
the
but
way
haven't,
you
haven't
do,
we seen
you
that
better
movie,
offset
Andy?
The impact.
But, Andy, haven't we seen that movie?
Nope.
We didn't see
Not,
this back
no,
in
I
the
didn't.
30s?
Maybe no. Mm-mm. No, what we've done is tied the productive hands of America behind its back and let the world have at its consumer base.
Well, what about instead of free trade, just trade the trade deals that are negotiated in our to our
High
advantage,
level.
not just see. I don't know that we need tariffs. I think we just need to negotiate trade deals that aren't stupid, that aren't in our favor.
Well, you sound like Donald Trump now. That's a that bilateral
I was,
trade
I was
deal,
saying this in the '90s when we negotiated NAFTA. I knew NAFTA
right.
wasn't a bad idea. It was just badly negotiated.
Exactly. So you can't have one-size-fits-all standards where everybody gets to import into our market. Some countries you might want to give a favorable deal to. Some
yeah.
countries you wouldn't want to give any deal to.
Right.
And so that,
you're just,
that
you're
has
just
to be
saying
negotiated.
don't make tariffs. Make sure you use tariffs as a tool if you need it.
Oh, God, yes. to take it off the table and say, oh, we're not going to raise tariffs under any circumstances. And think of the scenario I just laid
Andy,
out.
Andy, wait, I'm sorry. I got to stop because I've only got 30 seconds. I got to ask you this one last question. What's gold going to do in 2017?
All right, you'll see positive movement in gold. We, you know, we were up pretty strong before Donald Trump was elected, so he's better for the economy than Hillary would have been, but he doesn't have a magic wand.
If
60% of the 60% of the nation's debt is coming due under his first term.
Right. So, economy goes up, is that good for gold or not?
Well, inflation is good for gold.
Inflation is good for gold.
I think
that's the answer to your gold question. Hey, Andy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, brother. Be well.
You too. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. AndyGoss.com. Don't forget to check out that website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.